今天早晨我要再问弟兄姊妹一个问题，知不知道在圣经里面所给我们看见哪一位是头一个寻道的使徒？
Okay, today I'd like to ask everybody a question. In the scripture, who can tell me that who's the first one who is the martyr?
Martyr. 弟兄姊妹，知不知道哪一位是第一个寻道者啊？在圣经里面，十二使徒中间，有知道请举手好吧。
Who knows? Please raise your hand.
猜一猜可以啊。
You may guess.
大概不是约翰啊。
I think it's not John.
好，我们看一看《使徒行传》第十二章。
Let's see, Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传第十二章，我们读第一节和第二节。
Let's read chapter 12, Acts chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
那时，希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Now about that time, Herod the king laid hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them, and he had James, the brother of John, put to death.With the sword.
现在所以知道雅各是在圣经里面第一个寻道的。
Now we know in the scripture, James is the first one who is murdered.
弟兄姊妹们，知不知道雅各是谁呢？雅各是约翰的哥哥。
Do you know who is James? James is the brother of John.
圣经里面提到雅各次数多不多呀？
In the scripture.Is there often mentioned about James' name?
上一次我们讲雷子，雷子是哪两个？
Last time we mentioned about the son of thunder. Who are the son of thunder?
一个是约翰，另外一个呢？
One is John. Who is the other?
不晓得为什么今天早上麦克风不好，还是弟兄姊妹没有反应哈？还是因为天太热了，也许。大家告诉我哪两个是雷子？约翰、雅各。Okay, 大家弟兄姊妹们知不知道雅各在使徒中间名列第几啊？排名第几啊？
Is everybody knows that James in the scriptures, in the disciples, he's in which, what order?
第一个是谁啊？
Who's number one?
彼得。Okay, 第二个呢？
Who's number two?
有一本书是安德烈，那么如果安德烈第二，雅各第三，对不对？雅各第几啊？
Some books say the second is Andrew, but some say James.
圣经要背的哈，头一个是谁？西门彼得，对不对？第二个是谁？
The first one is Peter, Simon、
okay.
Peter. Who's the second one?
在马太福音和路加福音里面，第二个是安德烈，第三个是雅各，第四个是约翰。但是在马啊 ，OK。
In the book of Mark and the book of Matthew,
Luke.
In the book of Luke and Matthew, the first one is Simon, the second one is James
Andrew.
And the third one is James.
但今天我们从马可福音来看所有的章节，今天我们要引的章节都从马可福音里面出来。
Today we are going to read the scripture according to the Gospel of Mark.
我们看一看马可里面它排名第几，好不好？
Let's read Mark and see what it records.
OK, 我们看马可福音第三章十七节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
十七节。
Verses 17.
十六和十七节啊。请弟兄姊妹打开我们一起读好不好，马可福音第三章十六节和十七节。有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有西皮他的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰。好，我们就读到这一半啊。
And he appointed 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James. To them he gave this name, Boanerges, which means son of thunder.
那么弟兄姊妹现在知不知道雅各的地位重不重要啊？
Now do you think that position of James is important or not?
这里马可福音记载是第二名。
In the book of Mark, he says number two.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹在读圣经时有没有注意到， 在主耶稣的门徒中间有一批是特别和他靠近的。
I wonder if the brother and sister notice in the scripture, some of the disciples is more closer than others to Jesus.
你们知道哪几位吧？一个是彼得，每件事情都是他有份的。
One is Peter. He is everything. He's in everything.
第二个就是雅各和约翰。
The second is James and John.
然后再轮到安德烈。
Then is Andrew.
有时候加上腓力。
Sometimes Philip.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细读圣经的话，就看见说彼得、雅各和约翰是主耶稣最靠近的三个门徒。
So if we read the scripture carefully, we can see that Peter, James, and John is close to Jesus.
从主耶稣开始他的执事，就一直带着他们三个人在身边。
When Jesus started to do his deeds in the world, he always take them with him.
从西门家里第一次他去医治。西门的岳母就带着这几个人。
From the first time he was in Simon's home to cure the disease of Simon's mother-in-law, he took those three with him.
我们看一看在第一章第二十九节怎么说。
Let's see Mark.
马可一章二十九节。
Mark chapter 1 verses 29.
大家打开一起读好吧。他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰。进了西门和安德烈的家，这里讲西门的岳母正还热病。
And immediately after they have come out of the synagogue, they come into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John.
我们再看马可福音第五章。
Now let's turn to Mark 5, chapter 5.
第三十七节。
Verses 37.
于是带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。
And he allowed no one to follow with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James.
在这段里面记载说，彼得叫雅鲁的女儿复活。
In here, the scripture record that Jesus called the daughter of Jairus to arise.
这一个神迹里面，其他别人都不许他去看。
In this miracle, no one is allowed to participate.
只有彼得、雅各和约翰看见这件神迹。
Only Peter, John, and James was there.
雅各在里面啊。
James was there.
我们再看第九章。
Let's turn to chapter 9. Mark chapter 9.
第九章是很重要一章圣经啊。
This is a very important chapter.
从第一节我们读到第三节。
From verses 1 to verses 3.
耶稣又对他们说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在每场死位以前，必要看见神的国大有能力临到。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白，地上漂布的，没有一个能漂得那样白。所以弟兄姊妹，看见没有，又是带着雅各在里面。
So we can see from those three verses, Jesus was with James and Peter and John.
当然，主耶稣行的神迹，很多地方门徒们都看见了。
Even though Jesus performed the miracle, all the disciples were there.
但是有一些事情只有少数几个人看见的。
But on some occasionally, only those those three disciples were there.
当中就是有一天主耶稣在变化山上面变了形象。
One day on the mountain of transfiguration, Jesus was transfigured before them.
只有雅各、彼得、约翰看见。
Only James, Peter, and John were seeing.
第十三章我们再看马可十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.Mark chapter 13.
我们从第三节读到第四节。
Let's read from verses 3 to 4.
耶稣在橄榄山对圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？这一切事将成的时候有什么预兆呢？这里又是这四个人，彼得、雅各、约翰、安德烈。
In here, we also can see is Peter, James, John and Andrew was here with Jesus.
主耶稣讲到再来之前的预兆。
Jesus was talking about the signs that when he was coming again.
这四个门徒又在里面。
These four disciples there.
我们再看十四章。
Let's read chapter 14, Mark chapter 14.
三十三节。
Verses 33.
或者我们从三十二节读起。
Let's start from 32.
三十二节读到三十六节，三十六节。
Let's read from 32 to 36.
他们来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼。耶稣对门徒说：“你们坐在这里等我祷告。”于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过，对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候惊醒。”他就稍往前走，匍匐在地祷告说：“倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。”他说：“父啊，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。”这里是主耶稣在克西马尼园里面为着上十字架来祷告。
In here, Jesus was praying in Gethsemane before the crucifixion.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得、雅各、约翰又在其中。
Brother and sister, now we see the Peter, James, and John is there.
当然，大家也不会忘记，有一次在主耶稣上十，在主耶稣行在路上的时候。
Also, we all remember one time when Jesus was walking on the road.
这两个门徒约翰和雅各请了他们的妈妈。
James and John invite their mother.
来到主耶稣面前说：“将来你得国的时候，我的两个儿子，一个坐你左边，一个坐你右边，好不好？”
To beg for the Jesus and say, when the day comes, you have your glorious throne in the heaven.” One of my son will sit on your right hand, the other one will sit on your left hand.
这句话引起十个门徒们起公愤的，大家大乱。
And it caused the public indignation from the older disciples.
这十个门徒从此就怒目看着他们。
From that day on, those disciples were angry.
这是马可福音第十章的事情。
This is what we recorded in Mark chapter 10. Maybe we can see that.
三十五节。
Chapter 10, verses 35.
西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来，对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”耶稣说：“我们一直读到四十一节，好不好？”三十六节，耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”他们说：“是我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”我所受的洗你们能受吗？他们说我们能。耶稣说我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见就恼怒雅各、约翰。所以弟兄姊妹，雅各在圣经里面福音书里记载的非常非常多。
So we can see that in the Book of Gospel, James was mentioned very often.
他所记载的次数跟约翰差不多一样多。
It's almost the same as John was mentioned.
只比彼得少一点。
It's only a little bit later, less than Peter.
那弟兄姊妹们，这样一个人，好像照我们今天来看，给他一个名字哈，是如果同一班毕业生里面，这三个是最有成功希望的人。
Among those three people.In today's world, we may say they are the one who have a very bright future in the all graduate candidates.
Most likely to succeed.
Most likely to succeed.
这一帮是主耶稣的高祖。
Those are the
best students.
Best students of Jesus Christ.
是不是这样啊？
Is that so?
如果我们当时和主耶稣在一起，如果我们也是十二个门徒当中一个，是不是我们盼望也和彼得、雅各、约翰常常能够在主耶稣旁边呢？
If we were the disciples, and if we were with the Jesus all the time, are we like to be like James and John and Peter always nearby to Jesus?
彼得、约翰真的不错，他们很有成就啊。
Peter and John, they are indeed good. They have a lot of things of success.
主耶稣他的地上的工作完了，就把他执事交给十二个门徒。
When the Jesus finished his ministry on the this earth, earthly world, he gave his ministry passed to John and Peter.
约翰雅各不是约翰彼得在耶路撒冷教会十字军一开始他们就是做领袖的。
In the Church of Jerusalem, John and Peter are the leader.
如果你读约翰福音，读使徒行传，从第一章开始，彼得就起来说话。
In the very early of Act, you can see that Peter would stand up and preach.
第二章里面，他又和约翰一起出去做工。
In the chapter 2, he went out and doing the ministry with John.
你看他呢，在美门口医治那个瘸腿的人，第三章里面。第三章。
In chapter 3, you can see that they were.
彼得和约翰在美门口 gate of beautiful gate.
They were at a beautiful gate and cure some sickness.
那个瘸腿的。
The limp.
叫他起来行走。
And tell him to walk.
第四章，彼得和约翰一同受官府的逼迫。
In chapter 4, they were persecuted by the governor.
第五章。彼得在那里管理教会。
In chapter 5, Peter was the manager in the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看彼得、约翰的确一开始是做了教会的领袖。
So we can see that from very beginning, Peter and John were the leaders in the church.
可是没有雅各的名字啊。
But there are nothing mentioned about James.
使徒行传里面从来没有说彼得、雅各和约翰。
In the book of Acts, never mentioned these three names together.
后来彼得写了几本书信。
Later on, when Peter writes some letters,
约翰写了更多的书。
John wrote even more books.
很多收在圣经里面，就是约翰福音、约翰一二三书，还有启示录。
A lot of them were collected in the New Testament, like John and Revelation and John's first and second.
但是雅各什么也没有做。
But James seems like he didn't do nothing.
如果你把使徒行传从第一章、第二章、第三章一直读下去，读到第十章，雅各还没有出现。
We started read the book of Acts started from chapter 1 until 10. You haven't seen the James name was mentioned.
读到十二章有没有雅各的名字啊
？Until chapter 12.
刚才我们读使徒行传第十二章，雅各名字出现没有
？No, earlier we read about in chapter 12, is there James name appear to us?
雅各名字一出现就死了。
When James' name was appeared, that's the first time he appeared, it's mentioned about his death.
哎，奇怪，这个三个最可能成功的学生，这个雅各不像。
It's so strange that
Most likely to succeed
is three disciples.
等到雅各却很早就被杀害。
But James doesn't seem like fit into the category because he was killed very early.
我们因为从圣经里面可以考察那个历史，雅各受害的年日不会晚过主后44年。
According to the scripture, we can tell that the day that when James died was not later than 88 years after B.C.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各侍奉主不到十年，可能十年多一点，最多不会超过15年。
So John, from that we can say that John served God maybe no more than 10 years.
我现在侍奉主超过11年了哈。
Now I served the Lord for more than 10 years, 11 years.
还没有为主寻道，雅各已经寻道了。
But I haven't been martyrized yet.
Martyred.那么弟兄姊妹，是不是主耶稣花在雅各身上的心血都白费了呢
？Does that mean that all the effort that Jesus done on James is in vain？
弟兄姊妹，是不是主耶稣看错了？这个是雅各是扶不起的阿斗啊
！Is Jesus made a mistake that James is not really a person to be established？
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣会不会错啊
？Brother and sister, is our Lord Jesus ever been wrong?
今天我们花很多时间栽培神的儿女，栽培神的儿女，有一天还不是寻到了，栽培了以后，神的儿女走掉了，离开洛杉矶了啊。
Today we spend a lot of time and effort try to training the the sons of God, but until the end, they left.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有没有觉得功夫白费呀？
You feel like, you know, it's really in vain.
如果我们可以觉得白费，那么主耶稣也应该觉得说，花在雅各身上功夫是白费。
If you feel that way, I think that Jesus probably feel the same way too.
但是主耶稣和我们的感觉不同。
But Jesus doesn't feel as the same as we are.
今天这些日子，当我在思想雅各的时候，我里面非常被雅各的经历所摸着。
In these days, when I'm thinking of James, I was really deep touched.
我想，如果我是雅各
，I think if I were James,
也许在我临终受刑的时候，不会像彼得那样安静，在两个兵丁中间上了锁链，还睡得好好的。
Peter was asleep before the guard, before the day of persecution in between two guards.
雅各，如果我是雅各，也许我花很多时间在那里思想从前所发生的事情。
If I were James, I would sit there and record and try to remember all the things that happened before.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是我们有人听过说，一个人刚刚发生车祸的时候，忽然他一瞬间在他眼前过去啊？
Do you ever hear that when someone had a car accident and they're unconscious and they lost their memory?
No. The whole life flashed before them.
The whole life flashed before them, right before they crashed.
弟兄姊妹，是不是我们的思想是很奇妙的事情啊？
So our thought is very a wonderful thing.
今天假设我是雅各。
Today, if I were...
我来回头看主在我身上的带领。
And I'll look back the leading of Jesus had done to me.
哎呀，我当我这样，假设我站在雅各地位思想的时候，我心里就被主的爱所摸着。
Suppose I were James, I'll be touched, I'll be moved by Lord Jesus Christ.
我想雅各头一个思想说，哦，如果那个时候我没有跟随主，也许今天事情不是发生这样情形。
If I were James, the first thing I would think is, if that day I didn't follow the Lord.Maybe the thing will not happen, will not ending this way.
因为雅各是为了侍奉主的缘故被希律王所杀害的。
Because James was persecuted by King of Herod, because he was serving God.
但是那一天，他回想起在加利利海边行走的时候。
When he recalled the day when he was walking on the Galilee Sea of Galilee.
忽然，主耶稣声音向他说话。
Then he heard the voices of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹应该很熟悉这些圣经。刚才我们虽然没有读，主对他说什么
？We should be very familiar with those scriptures.
就说来跟从我吧。
Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
也许雅各会想，如果我那天没有答应主的呼召
，Jesus might, James may thought that if I didn't follow Jesus on that day.
可能他可以逃避这些杀害。
Maybe he can escape from this persecution.
但是那个伯赛大的雅各啊，还不过是一个海边打鱼的人而已。
But the James from Bethsaida will be still a fisherman.
他一生所有的工作和他所生活的范围，那个船网一同都会过于朽坏。
All the things that he done and his sheep.His life will be death.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各的蒙召在他生命是个转捩点。
So the calling for James is the turning point for him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都应当晓得啊，主耶稣呼召我们，叫我们领受他的恩典，是我们人生最大的转捩点。
We all should know that on the day that we receive the call from Jesus, our Lord, it's our turning point in our life.
雅各那天在监中一定回想说，哦，那个可以纪念的早晨呢。
So James must recall the day, the what a wonderful day, what a remember day that he was called by the Lord.
哦，我在加利利海边行走，听见他声音里面的慈爱。
When I was walking on the Sea of Galilee, I heard his.
听见在话语里面那个确定的力量和把握。
I tell the certainty in his voice.
我的人生因为遇见主而有了大的改变。
My whole life was changed because I met him.
也许雅各那时候非常的软弱，想到他前面所要遭遇的事情，也许他害怕。
Maybe James was weak when he foresee the future that he was going to be killed. He was scared.
但弟兄姊妹，每逢思想主耶稣之后，我们心里就被他的恩典所摸着。
But whenever we think of our Lord, we always been touched by him.
他回想那一天，他怎么样把船上的故工都撇下，把他的父亲都撇下，专心的跟随主。
He remembered on that day when Jesus called him, he give up his work and leave the sheep, leave his boss, leave his father.
世界上事情，弟兄姊妹们，今天雅各所当初所遇见的是他的船和他的父亲和他的雇工人。雅各所丢弃的和我们今天所丢弃的原则一样。
What James has been giving up is the same as the same principle as what we have to give up.
弟兄姊妹，当主遇见我们的时候，我们就撇下了世界的事情。
When we met the Lord Jesus Himself, we will give up everything and follow Him.
这是雅各蒙召那天就开始。
That was beginning from James was have the calling.
哦，没有力量能叫我们回头啊。
No any power can turn us backward.
他是那位爱里面呼召。
He's the one calling us from His love.
他又想起主一路上给他的教训。
And he remembered all the teaching that Jesus had taught him on the way to.
他在会堂里面怎样赶鬼，怎样医病。
How he cast out the demons and cured the sick in the church.
In the
synagogue.
直到有一天他来到西门的家里。
Until one day he went to Simon's place.
真是稀奇，主没有怎么祷告，上前，如果大家读圣经，他上前拉住西门岳母的手，就把他拉起来。
In Simon's house, Jesus didn't pray or say anything. He just went forward and helped give hand to Simon's mother-in-law and help her raise up, and she was killed.
圣经上说，热就退了。
In the scripture say the fever is gone.
今天我也需要主耶稣这样搀扶我。
Today I need God to help me like in this way.
这两天我正在害热病啊。
In these 2 days, the weather was so hot, I feel like running fever.
I indeed have fever.
I indeed have fever.
主一扶就起来服侍他。
When God help us to raise.
那一天全城的人都来到西门的家里。
In that day, all the people from the city come to Simon's place.
主耶稣又医病又赶鬼又传道。
God preaching the gospel and cast out the demon and also killed the sickness.
这一位就是神的儿子弥赛亚。
This is the truly the Son of God, our Messiah.
正在彰显他的大能。
He's manifesting his glory.
以后主又带他去到雅鲁的女儿雅鲁家里。
And then Jesus take those three disciples with him to the house of Jairus, the synagogue officer.
在路上遇见一个患了12年血漏症的妇人呢。
They met a woman who had hemorrhage problem for 12 years.
这么多人拥挤主耶稣，忽然主耶稣说：“有人摸我。”
A lot of people was pressing on him, but then Jesus suddenly say, "Somebody touch him."
因为有能力从我里面出去。
Because he have some power for proceeding out for me.
那个女人看见不能隐瞒所发生的事情，就起来承认耶稣所做的事。
That woman think that she cannot hiding the truth, so she was stand up and proclaim the truth.
雅各想，这么多人拥挤他。他怎么会知道有人摸他呢
？Jim was wonder, so many people pressing on him. How can Jesus tell somebody touch him?
到后来，他们到了雅鲁女儿雅鲁家里。
Then they went to the, later on they went to Jairus' house.
许多人看见那个女儿已经死了，在那里哭乱嚷嚷，大吵大闹。
All the people in the house saw that the daughter was dead, and they were crying and make a lot of noise.
忽然主耶稣说，雅各过来。
Then suddenly Jesus said, "Come, James."
这个是我加的，圣经没有这样说哈。
This is what I added in the scripture. The scripture didn't record it.
但是我想，雅各一直远远跟着，这么多人恐怕都跟主耶稣挤散了。
Enter the house of Jairus.
把门关上，只有女儿和她父母亲在那里。
So Jesus closed the door. Only the parents and the daughter and those three disciples with Jesus.
哎呀，我看福音书里面记载主耶稣医病真容易啊。
When I read the gospel, I think it's so easy for Jesus to cure the disease.
他也不咋祷告，他也不去祷告。
He doesn't need to pray.
他只是握住闺女的手，又拉住她的手。
He only put his hand on her.
起来。
Arise.
起来。
Arise.
那个大闺女十二岁就起来了。
And that daughter was who was 12 years old. She arose.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么的怎么样的一只手啊？
Dear brother and sister, what a mighty hand it was.
大能的手。
This is the hand of mighty.
但是有一天却为我们钉在十字架上面。
But one day he was crucified.For us,
人用钉刺穿他的手。
People used the needle, the nail, to crucify him.
这一段时间里面，雅各所看见的都是主彰显他的大能、神奇的能力。
In all those scriptures, all the James sees is the great power Jesus have.
他叫死人复活。
He raised the dead from.
叫病得医治
He killed the sickness.
他叫瞎子看见
He gave the blind the sight.
叫聋子听见
He coughed the deaf to hear.
弟兄姊妹，这一些叫做弥赛亚的知识
So this is all the mystery of Messiah.
哎呀，他心里想，可惜那是我们心信的太迟钝了
Maybe James say, "Oh, it's too bad we didn't."We are so full that we cannot see the true meaning in that.
我们只看见他所行的奇妙事迹啊，没有认识这一位是谁啊。
We only see the wonderful miracle that he performed. We didn't really acknowledge him, who he was.
哦，但是现在回想起来，这一位真是基督。
But now I remember, now I recall that he is really Jesus Christ, our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们这样领会呢？
How can we receive this kind of acknowledge?
因为你讲的施洗约翰在临终要被斩首的时候，他也软弱过。
Remember in the scripture it mentioned that John Baptist before he was persecuted, he was weak too.
他差遣门徒，门徒就把主耶稣话告诉他。
He sent the disciple to Jesus, and Jesus told the disciples.
你们去告诉约翰。
That you went to talk, to tell the John the Baptist.
把我所看见、所听见是告诉他。
Tell him all what you have seen and what you have heard.
就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、聋子听见、死人复活。
Is that I give the sight to the blind? I call for the deaf to be here, and I call the limp to walk, and rescue the deaf.
弟兄姊妹们，这个弥赛亚的执事，因为约翰听见这句话，他就坚固为主站住。
Because John heard about all the things that disciple have told him, so he was strengthened by all those words.
也许雅各会想，哎呀，那天竟然我们不认识他是弥赛亚呀。
Maybe Jim recalled that on that day we didn't even know that he was Messiah.
你看，有一天主耶稣在该撒利亚菲利比那里问彼得，问大家门徒说：“你们说我是谁呀、
啊、？”Remember one day when Jesus was in Caesarea and he asked Philip and all those disciples and asked them, "Do you know who am I?"
只有彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
”Only Peter replied that you are Jesus, you are the Son of God.
雅各说：“哎呀，真是我们的心太迟钝了。
”James said, "We are really foolish."
但是奇怪，主耶稣讲完， 他是神的儿子之后，宣告是神的儿子之后，他底下跟彼得跟大家讲解十字架。
It's so strange that after Jesus finished discussing about he is the Son of God and he discussed about the cross.
我们没有一个人懂得十字架是什么意思。
Nobody understands what his cross means.
直到有一天他带我们上了那个变化山。
Until the day he took us with him to the Transfigured Mountain.
神的荣耀在哪？
God's glory was there.
哦、oh, 安德烈不是安德烈哈，彼得雅各约翰看见那个荣耀。
Peter, James, and John saw the glory.
我想他们一定有这样领会，恐怕当年摩西在西乃山上看见荣耀也不过如此。
Maybe they have the same understanding. Maybe the Moses on the day that Moses was in a mountain Sinai see the glory probably the same as what they thought.
但是这里主耶稣。他说主耶稣的脸面放光如同日头啊。
In here, scripture says that Jesus' face was shining like a sun.
他的衣服洁白放光，地上漂布没有一个能漂那么洁白的。
His garments was so pure, so white, so bright, and none of the laundrymen in this whole world can wash the clothes like that.
但是奇怪，他们在那里谈论耶稣去世的事情。
It's so strange to discuss the death of Jesus.
难道这个就是十字架吗？
Is that the cross?
为什么主耶稣必须为我们死呢？
Why Jesus have died for us?
难道这是得的荣耀唯一的道路吗？
Is this the only way to have the glorified?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有整本圣经在面前，我们知道十字架领到荣耀。
Today we have the whole Bible in front of us, so we know the glory.Of cross.
但是雅各那是没有新约的圣经，他从来不明白。
But at that time, they don't have the New Testament, so they don't understand.
他也许心想，哎呀，如果我们，哎，就是都怪彼得打岔。
Then he probably think, we should all blame Peter because he interrupt.
如果彼得没有打岔的话，也许主耶稣和摩西和以利亚他们会多谈论一些关于十字架的事情。
If Jesus didn't interrupt Jesus and Moses and Elijah their discussion, maybe they would talk more about the future things.
但是他不明白，现在他已经打岔，天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
But he don't understand. Since the Peter interrupt, so the sign is disappeared. But had a voice come from the heaven say, this is my beloved son, you have to listen to him.
他们圣经里马可福音特别记得说他们不明白这是什么意思。
In the book of Mark, it's recorded they don't understand what it means.
他们彼此谈论从死里复活是什么意思。
They talk to each other what the meaning of resurrection.
但是那一个荣耀太大了。
But that glory is so big.
我想雅各这样领会，如果荣耀这么大。
So I think James will think this way. If the glory is so great.
那么死亡也没有什么可怕。
Then the death will be nothing compared to it.
万物的结局，死亡并不是它的结局。
Death is not the end of everything.
弟兄姊妹，虽然不明白，我想雅各有一点点理。
Even though he's not understanding, but I think he probably know a little bit.
尤其是他已经后来看见说。主耶稣已经从死亡进入复活。
Especially after he sees Jesus was crucified on the cross and enter into the resurrection. Into the glory.
他已经胜过死亡。
He overcome the death.
从死里复活了。
He resurrect.
向我们显现。
He appear, reveal to us.
哦，那一天的荣耀跟变化山的荣耀又是不能相比啊。
The glory on that day cannot compare to the glory they saw in the mountain of
transfiguration.
Transfiguration.
但弟兄姊妹，我想雅各心里一定有很深的责备。
But I think James feels so sorry in his heart too.
大概是因为他们看见荣耀太大了。
Maybe because they see the glory was so great.
所以那天下了山以后，过了没有多少时间，他们俩就跑到主耶稣面前来求荣耀啊。
Because they see the so glory, so after they went down the mountain, they come forward to Jesus to ask for the glory.
我想他们的心思一定这样想。那天看见荣耀的三个人。
Maybe they think in this way. The other, on that day, they saw three people have the glory.
剩下九个门徒，他们根本也没有看见荣耀。没关系，他们不知道我们求什么。
The rest of the nine disciples haven't seen this glory, so they don't know what is glory.
但彼得，他老是做头。
But Peter is always in, you know, the leader.
这回我们先发制人了。
This time we have to move first.
主耶稣有两旁，一左一右，三个人只能挤两个人。
There are two sides beside Jesus, left and right.
Yeah, 有时候我们在家里晚上，我有三个女儿，老是挤靠我，有一个老是挤在外面。
I have three daughters, so they always try to sit beside me, but one is always standing out because I only have two sides.
雅各和约翰就说，主啊，将来你的荣耀说，一个在你右边，一个在你左边，好不好啊？
James and John told Jesus, on the day of your glory, one of us sitting in your left-hand side, and the other one sitting on your right-hand side. Is that all right?
我想雅各回想这件事情，一定觉得非常害羞，一定不好意思。
I think when James in the present, he recall all these things that he feel real ashamed.
虽然主耶稣后来告诉他们，你们要十二个支十二坐在以色列的宝座上面审判十二支派。
Even though later on, God tell them that Jesus tell them that you will sit in the 12 glory throne and to judge by the 12.
To judge the Israel.
To judge the Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel.
但是他想起主对他的话说怎么说呢
Then he remembered what Jesus told him.
他说我所喝的杯你们能喝吗
Jesus told him that, can you drink my cup?
他们说我们能啊
They answered yes, we can.
主说我所受的洗你们能受吗
受的洗
The baptism
I receive.Jesus say, the baptism that I received, can you receive it?
他说我们。
They say we can.
主说我所喝的杯你们也要喝。
Jesus tell them that the cup that I drink, you have to drink it too.
我所受的洗你们也要受。
The baptism that I have received, you have to receive it too.
只是坐在我的左右不是我可以吃的。
For whom will sit beside me, this is not decided by me.
赐给谁就赐给谁。
It was given by our God.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我想雅各想到这些话的时候，对他心里有个非常大的激励。
I think when James recalled these things that have a really inspired inside him.
因为他知道主并非不晓得。
Because he knows that Jesus will know he will martyrized by him for him.
第一个为主寻道就是雅各。
The first one who is the martyr was James. Martyr was James.
十字架，思想十字架应当叫我们觉得刚强。
Whenever we thought about cross, it should give us the strength.
但是有些时候我们真觉得奇怪，正当思想这些难为的时候，我们也一样软弱。
But sometimes we wonder how come we thought about cross, but we still feel weak.
我想他不能不想起主耶稣上十字架之前的光景。
Then I think he had to record the situation when Jesus was.About to be crucified.
那一天在克西马尼园里。
At that day when Jesus was in the mountain of
Gethsemane.
In the garden of Gethsemane.
最后的晚餐已经吃过了。
The last dinner was eaten.
主已经设立饼和杯为了新约。
Jesus had set the cup and the bread for the New Testament.
他们一面唱完诗就来到克西马尼园里。
After they sing the hymn, they come to the Garden of Gethsemane.
主带着十二个门徒，特别带着他们三个再往前走一段路。
Jesus took the, all the 12 disciples with him, but he took those three, walk forward.
主自己再一个人往前去。
Then God walked forward alone. Jesus walked forward alone.
在那里祷告又祷告。
He pray and pray.
他祷告什么？
What he pray?
说父啊，若是可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
He said, God, it is possible. Take this cup away.
主一面祷告，汗珠如大雪点掉在地上。
When Jesus was prayed, his sweat was like blood dripping on the floor, the ground.
他心里忧伤，几乎要死。
He feels so sorrowful inside. He was suffering a lot.
如果不是天使加力量给他，可能主就要死在那里。
If the angel didn't give him the strength at that time, he probably died at that time.
但是雅各、安德烈和彼得他们在做什么？
But do you know what James, Peter, and John's doing at that time?
他们极其困倦，眼睛张不开，在那里睡着了。
They were so tired, they cannot open their eyes, they were sleeping.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，当雅各想起这些事的时候，我想他心里面真是忧伤。
Oh, brother and sister, when I think when James recalled this thing, he was really ashamed and sorrow.
Oh, 那个时候我们一点不能分担主耶稣的痛苦。
Because at that time they cannot share the burden of Jesus.
但是在我受痛苦的时候，主耶稣是亲自与我同在。
But when he was in trouble, Jesus is always there.
现在我要为主上十字架，主却非常知道我的感觉。
Now I was about to crucify for him. I think God, Jesus know how I feel.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个，我想这是每一个爱主的人所共同有的感觉。
I think this is a common feeling for all those who love God.
就是我能为主寻道，我也没一点可夸口。
Even though I would die for God, I have nothing to be proud of.
有一首诗歌，刚才我们说，就是我们都放在主的手中，还觉可羞啊。
The thing we just sung earlier, it says that even we put everything before God, we still feel ashamed.
十字架的奇妙在这。
The cross is wonderful.
圣灵在我们里面的感觉就是这样。
The Holy Spirit in deep down in us is feeling this way.
一面人看雅各为主寻道是那样的壮烈。
Because people saw James was crucified for God.
这么壮烈。
And greatly.
但是在他觉得十分的软弱。
But in him he feels so weak.
并且觉得亏欠主。
And he feels that he owed Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，神的爱，主的爱这样大。
Dear brother and sister, the love of Jesus Christ was so great.
从我们蒙召开始。
It started from our receive our the calling.
到后来看见主彰显的能力。
Then we see the manifest glory.
认识主耶稣基督。
Then we understand.Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
一路跟他走，看见神的荣耀。
We follow him until the day we saw we see the glory.
认识十字架。
We understand the meaning of cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个叫做做门徒。
Brother and sister, this is what we call disciple.
不仅认识十字架，十字架做工在我们身上。
Not only to know the cross.But let the cross walking on us.
天天和主同钉十字架。
Every day we have to crucify with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这叫做门徒的意义啊。
This is the meaning to be a disciple.
弟兄姊妹，安德烈做门徒有没有失败啊？
Dear brother and sister, is Andrew was a fail?
对不起，不是雅各，不是安德烈，雅各哈，口混了。
Is James was failed as a disciple?
他毕业时候有没有得的 straight A 啊？有没有满分毕业？
When he graduated from the training, is he got a straight A?
在我的眼中看
，In my point of view，
雅各认识做门徒。
James really know the meaning of disciples。
虽然没有为主耶稣，好像没有为主耶稣做什么。
Even though it seems like he didn't do anything for Jesus。
但弟兄姊妹，这一个人。
But this person。
在主的手中。
This particular person in Jesus' hand。
训练。
God training him。
做工在他身上。
And working him。
到今天我们来读圣经的时候。
Until today we read a scripture。
我们不觉得雅各有什么荣耀。
We still cannot see the glory on James.
我们却在他身上一直看见主耶稣。
But we saw Jesus in him.
弟兄姊妹，这是做门徒的意义。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's the meaning of disciple.
今天我但愿每一件事情，主都把我们带在他的身边，好像这三个门徒一样。
I wish from now on Jesus take us.With him everywhere, just like those three disciples.
但是我更愿意说，在我们中间有像雅各一样的心智和学习。
Now, which among over us we have the same willingness to learn as James?
我们再唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing